Banks Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Friday Sport. I'm Dave Moore. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll be hearing from Team Station Garage boss Michael Owen as he looks to guide Manx teenager Caitlin Adzed to success in the Grand Prix of Germany this weekend, which is the opening round of the World Trials Championship. But we will begin the programme closer to home. Now, the Southern 100 returns to the motorcycle racing calendar next week following a three-year break. And it follows the usual format of practice on Monday night, practice and racing on Tuesday evening, then just racing on Wednesday night and racing throughout the day on Thursday. In the solo classes, the event has attracted a strong field, the likes of Michael Dunlop and Jamie Coward, plus defending Southern 100 champion Dean Harrison. Also returning is Davy Todd, who made his Balaun debut in 2018, and he's looking forward to coming back for a second time.
To be honest, mate, I've been wanting to come back since I first come over in 2018 with the Burroughs Engineering team. It's not a case of I've not wanted to or not been bothered about coming back. It's just honestly not fitting the schedule, what I've been doing each year, whether I was doing in 2019 just the IRSC championship, or 2020 where we were with Honda, and it seemed to get focused around BSB. So now's the first opportunity that I've had to come back, to be honest. I've been pushing Clive a little bit since the start of the year to do a couple extra races, Southern being one of them, and I think he's gave in and fancy to go as well himself. So yeah, that's it.
What is it you like about the Southern then?
Honestly, everything about it. I couldn't have enjoyed my first time there in 2018 anymore. The atmosphere, how it's run, it really does seem such a relaxed atmosphere. It's more relaxed than any other race, I feel,
and that's a good thing.
Really good for me it is anyway. I always need to be relaxed to be racing anyway, relaxed and having fun and enjoying myself. If I'm not, I don't usually ride very good. So definitely for me that suits me down to the ground. So yeah, I love the atmosphere, and then yeah, some good racing. It's a mass start on the island, which is always good. I love the TT, don't get me wrong. It's the best thing ever, but I still prefer a mass start if I can get one.
What are you bringing? What are you running next week? What bikes?
So we'll be bringing the 600 Supersport bike, all for Padgett's, the 600 Supersport bike and the Superbike.
So it's the actual Superbike, not the Superstock?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're bringing both.
Okay.
I think we're bringing both. And then, we'll sort of work out what I prefer. I do ride the Superstock bike week in, week out. But also, I love the Superbike at the TT and the Northwest, TT specifically. I really gelled with the Superbike, so I'd be keen to ride that if I can get the chance. If not, then I feel right at home on my Superstock bike. So there's always the option to jump on that.
It's been a nearly year for you, really, hasn't it? So, you know, you've had such a good year. I mean, lots of highs, but not quite the top step of a podium so far. But again, this week, if you're going to do that, you've got two in particular, and, well, Jamie Coward as well. You've got Dean Harrison, Michael Dunlop. You've got some good guys to go against.
Yeah, 100%. Story of my year, like you said, just always been there or thereabouts, which to be honest, I didn't expect. Maybe I should have. Maybe I played it down a little, but
I think the thing is, it seems like you've been around a long time, but you haven't. Whether it's 2 years of the pandemic or whatever, I don't know, but this is only your third year as a road racer.
Yeah, exactly. So No, it's yeah, still learning for me. I'm trying to treat it as learning and not have too much expectation on myself to go out and start winning races, however much people sort of feel like they're expecting that from me at the minute. I'm just trying to take it step by step. You know how unforgiving road racing can be. So I don't want to make that mistake. I want to be still racing for years to come and take it step by step. And I feel like I'm riding so within myself, and we're challenging right at the front, basically everywhere. Like you say, everywhere we've been this year. Like I couldn't have had any more second places at the Northwest. And however frustrating that sort of seems to be, I think before the meeting, I'd have been stoked with that. I'd have been over the moon to for if someone had said, "Look, you're gonna battle for the win in every single race," I'd have probably bit the hand off, but. Soon as you get a few seconds, you want that top step, don't you? But yeah, there's some tough people, and honestly, it's gonna be it's definitely gonna be back to learning for me, having not been there since 2018. It's getting used to being around that place again, and yeah, battling with the guys who I've had some good battles with already this year in a few races, so. Yeah, I'm just excited to get out there and have fun, enjoy it, and see how we get on, really.
You just, I have to ask you really, how disappointed were you just missing out on that senior position, that podium position at the senior this year?
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I was disappointed in myself in race week. To be honest, even going in, and I've got to say, I went in with no expectation and just said, look, where we finish, like, and that was completely where the team were coming from with it as well. Like the Clive Padgett and the whole team were not saying, look, you can go out, get a podium, you can do this, you can do that. They were like, go out and have fun. And he reminded me of that on the start line of every race, just go out there and have fun. And also at the same time, that does work for me. But yeah, I tried not to have the expectation, but after how practice week had gone so well, and I was just having fun, and enjoying it, messing around, and we were doing some great lap times. So I thought the race week can be really good. And then obviously having I hate to talk about it even more because I'm sick of everybody else talking about it. But the tire issue in race one, in all honesty, my head went after that. Like I've never struggled mentally, let's say, with racing bikes because I'm out there having fun, enjoying myself, like big grin on my face, having a whale of a time. And I wasn't in race week. I wasn't. I was struggling. I was nervous.
Well, I think
I
it
was
was
riding
we
really
could see that in that
tense.
600 race. You were just off the pace, and but you eventually came back up that you came back into confidence mode again by the end of the week.
Yeah, somewhat. I still don't feel like I was myself. Definitely got more confidence because I had to have a little word with myself and went round a few good friends, and they sort of helped me get my head in the right position. For going out again, but I definitely didn't ride like I even did in practice week. If I'd have just rode like I did in practice week, I think it'd have been a lot better race week. But I was still nervous, you know. Even in the Superstock race, where we got the podium and the senior as well, of course. It's in the back of your mind and. I struggled to get that out of there, and definitely more confident, but not how I was. So I was disappointed, of course, with what I knew I was capable of doing, and I didn't feel
But
like
you
I'd
finish, yeah, you
reached
finish
the
fourth to
top.
three very good guys, though, so there's no shame in that. And I bet, well, I wonder, what was it like seeing those boards during that race as well? I bet you couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was crazy. In the senior it was nuts because I don't think the gap was ever bigger than a couple of seconds, was it? Two, three, four
That's right.
seconds or something between me and Connor. And I know how good Connor is around there, and I knew from the first pit stop it was Connor that I was battling with. And yeah, I'm really good. Me and Connor are really good mates, and Yeah, it's crazy, and I know what he's capable of. He's a hell of a rider when he turns it on. And
And at the end of the
I knew.
race, sorry, I was going to say at the end of the race, Clive was waiting for you, wasn't he? He wasn't waiting for Connor. I think that says a lot about Clive.
Yeah. Well, it's all right saying like coulda, shoulda, wouldas, but you know, we reeled that gap in the last two laps. I feel like it's the closest I've ever come to pushing on the last two laps there of the senior, because I've hand on heart said I've every lap I've gone around the TT so far I've never pushed, and definitely that was the closest I've come, like nowhere near 100%, but you know, just I felt like I was having a go the last couple of laps. And we brought that gap from on the last lap from 4 seconds down to 0.1, I think, over the mountain. And then I the main reason I was gutted, I caught someone over the mountain who was having a technical issue. One of the back markers and or the lapped riders, should I say, and he was having a technical issue. I found out after his bike kept cutting out and starting again, which I don't know whether it was more frustrating or
But
not.
these things happen though, don't they? I mean, Connor would have had maybe something like that as well. You know, it swings and roundabouts a little bit certainly with the TT.
Yeah, no, that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know, start with you. Obviously, I'm gutted, and it sucked not to be on the podium, because getting my first podium earlier in the week, it was the best feeling, and it was surreal.
Okay, we're
And
going to have to wrap things up because we're running out of time. I just have to ask you before you go, Davey, next year, 2023, are there any talks in place already about who you're going to be riding for?
now for 2023, I honestly haven't spoken really at all about 2023 yet. All I can say is I love the team that I'm riding for at the minute. The Paget's team have been awesome to me. Malenko by Paget's team have been awesome to me, and you know, I appreciate you know what they're doing for me. They give me a great opportunity. They're a great team with a great atmosphere. So I'm really comfortable where I'm at right now.
Okay, Davey, great to hear from you. We wish you all the very best of luck at the Southern 100 next week and look forward to seeing you racing at Balaun again.
Thank you very much, mate. I can't wait.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Caitlin Adshead's in action tomorrow at the Grand Prix of Germany in the opening round of the World Trials Championship. The Manx teenager's competing in the Trials 2 class, and her mentor, Team Station Garage boss Michael Owen, is confident she can pull off a great result.
Yeah, we're here for the first round of the Trials 2 World Championship with Caitlin Adshead. We've had a good trip down. It's in Nierskirchen in Germany. The trials tomorrow. We're just actually stood at the warm up area at the moment. You can hear the bikes in the background. So everybody's here. Tony Bowe's here. Toby Martin. Jack Peters just rode past me. So yeah. So everything's going well. We've done all the technical control this morning. We did the scrutineer and bike check and stuff like that. And now, like I say, it's just warm up, and then in the next at 2:30 our time, she goes off and for section inspection and a quick lap of the course, basically just to see what's going on. It's a little bit different here than in a sort of an Isle of Man event, in the fact that you walk the sections today and inspect the sections today with your minder, and then tomorrow you can only stand outside the tape. You can't actually go in the tape.
Wow.
Until it's your, you can go, you can't actually walk the section. So you, there's a corridor on the outside that you go and stand in and look at the section. And then when it's your turn to ride, you can ask the observer, can your minder come in and help you, like catch you or anything, just in case. So yeah, so it's completely different.
A good thing is that. Sorry, Mo. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's just different. It's just the way it is. It's different. You know, it's just a European thing. When they have their trials championship or anything over here, the Spanish or German, they have the same sort of rules. you know, you come the day before, you get set up, and then go and check the sections and stuff. I think it's good. You know what I mean? You get a good, you know, you get a good couple of hours today. It's all split up. The first, it's like trial two ladies, and the ladies go out first. Then the trial two men and trial three men, they go out, and then the last people through the sections are your world round riders later on. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic experience for them. I mean, you know, she's just here now, warming up. She sat in a queue with them. With Jamie Busto and Tony Bow, you know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. playing about, wow. You know, what an experience yeah. for them.
Tony Bow, for people that don't know, he's a bit of a legend, isn't he, really, in World Trials?
Tony Bow is World Trials at the moment, you know what I mean? He's that.
Yeah.
He's been world champion, I think, 12, 13 times. He was the fella that sort of took over from Dougie Lampkin.
That's right.
Which was, you know, when Dougie dominated the world for 10-odd years, and then Tony Bow sort of dominated for the next 10 years. But to have the experience to actually be sat with, you know, in a queue with Tony and stuff like that. And then all the different things that sort of come up with it, you know, tomorrow when she starts the trial, she'll be sort of like one of the first ones off being trial two ladies. But when she comes round on her second lap, she'll be right in amongst all the sort of top riders for, we usually meet them at about section 4 or 5, and then we're right in the middle of them for about 10 sections then. So that's where sort of the, you know, you get a lot of pressure there with them. You know, you go from riding a trial with 20, 30 people watching you to riding a section with 300 people watching you, sort of.
So pressure on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's an incredible sort of thing when you come around, when you're coming into the first couple of sections, but you can hear up the valley, you know, the big cheers going up when the top riders are doing cleaning and stuff. And then you come round the corner and there you are, sort of thing. There's no grey area with it. Then you have to take a deep breath and get stuck in. Like,
are you looked after at this level, Michael? Because, you know, some might say maybe could be because you're women. It's a women's event. You're the poor relations. Or is there a bit of an equal footing?
No, it's good at this level. Everybody respects everybody here. You know, it really is good. And you find what you find is now, like I'm stood here now looking in, and like I say, Gradiola, one of the top beater riders, is just riding a section, and there's two minders stood either side of the stone that he's trying to go over. Now Caitlin won't go over that stone because it's much bigger than what she can do, sort of thing. But she's going to have a go at the section in a couple of riders' time. But Gradiola's minder will turn and stand for her, if that makes sense. And Bo's minder will turn and stand, you know, and everybody sort of helps each other out. You know, it's like they're really made to feel good, you know, really made to feel welcome and stuff like that. And like I say, you know, you make so many new friends and meet people and stuff, and it's really good.
What kind of terrain are we talking here? I know you've not looked at the sections yet. What's the terrain like out there?
The six-man-made sections, it's an incredible place this, Dave. It's called PWS Off-Road Centre. It's a massive place, you know. So the first three sections are all man-made. What I mean is there's massive big rocks, steps, massive big rocks, piles and stuff like that. Then we go out of here. It goes about 2 or 3 miles out, and you go into like what they call a natural area, which is a wooded hillside, a little bit like King's Forest, that sort of goes, big rocks in there. And then they come back and they do the last three sections are all man-made as well. So it varies from sort of like arena trial, man-made stuff to completely natural slippy rocks and stuff like that today. So like I say, you know, this is the sort of thing you have. Tony Bowes just sort of brushed past me there, just going to have a practice. Jack Dancy, trial two world champions, just rode past us.
What's the weather like and what's the forecast for the weekend?
Weather's good. Very hot here at the moment. Hopefully it'll stay like that as well. The little bit we have seen of the sections, they look very hard. and they've been, I've just seen the FIM fellas going around inspecting them, so it looks like they're quite happy with them. The harder it is, the better it's going to be for Caitlin. She does like it. You know, the section's a bit harder and a little bit like a little bit braver than most people like. So, yeah. So fingers crossed. We're in a good place. We've practiced really hard all winter. We've sort of been waiting for
building up for this. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this for. Like a few weeks now, like so. So fingers crossed. Just keep our nerves under control, keep everything going, and get a good start to the championship tomorrow, and then build on that.
And what are her chances, Mo?
They're as good as anybody, Dave, at the moment. The thing is, we don't know. There's probably 5 or 6 girls in her class. We don't know who's improved. We keep an eye on social media, we keep an eye on different championships, and we try and sort of follow as many of the girls in her class as we can, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sort of analyze, you know what I mean? We know that this person is of a certain standard, so if she beats her or she doesn't beat her, you know what I mean? But you know, it's on the day, isn't it? And when it comes down to it, you know, there'll be somebody that turns up this year that won't even have been thought of last year, sort of thing. And there's Berta, Berta Albertine is here, and she will push. Teresa Bermolt. Teresa Bermai, sorry. She was a trial GP rider a couple of years ago, and she's dropped down a class. She hasn't rode for a couple of years because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So she's dropped down a class. She'll be very, you know, she'll be pushing for the win. Yeah. Sarah Trentini will be pushing for the win as well. She's, you know, she was like top three in the trial GP class a couple of years ago. So she'll be pushing her very hard. Then there's some other young girls that I've never even seen before that we've just been watching that are looking good as well. So, yeah, so basically, you know, we won't really know until the end of the sort of first day. Once the first day's over, then we'll have a look at it. Mm-hmm. And we'll know then whether we have to come back and, you know, we'll just have to come back and work harder, do more.
She's not the baby of the class then?
No, she's one of the youngest. She's one of the youngest at 17. The minimum age is 16 for the world rounds. So she's one of the youngest here. But there's a couple of girls here that are 16. And like I say, there's a few girls. Yeah, there's a few older girls as well. So it'll be a tough day. It'll be a tough day. Whoever wins tomorrow will deserve it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're all very good. So it's what's her name? We're at the top of the pyramid now. Do you know what I mean? There's nobody here that can't ride a bike. Mm. You know, there's nobody that's turned up here on the off chance that they're going to have a good ride. That it's going to be going to be tough.
It's and World Championship. It's World Championship.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. There's only when you think about it, there's only 6 girls in the trial GP class, which is the class above Caitlin. So whoever wins tomorrow is effectively sort of, you know, top 10 in the world.
Wow, brilliant.
Simple as that.
How can people here in the Isle of Man and elsewhere, is there any way they can follow Caitlin's progress over the weekend?
Yeah, we'll be on Facebook, on Team Station Garage. We'll be keeping everybody up to date with that. On social media, hopefully Gordon will be doing some live feeds as well. Her dad does some live feeds now and again, and we'll be doing like the results will be on there. Everything we do, we try and post on there. So if anybody wants to follow us, just go search us out, Team Station Garage. They should get all the information from there.
And that's Michael Owen, Team Station Garage team boss.